Furthermore, Abraham's faith flourished in two areas because he believed. First of all, look at Genesis 22 and verse 8. He said to his son Isaac, and he wasn't lying. He said, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb." And you know, that breaks my heart. And this is where you now get your food, your trial. Because Abraham wasn't lying to his son. Abraham wasn't making up a story. And parents, we've done that, haven't we? We throw something. We just want to put our children off. Give them anything just so that they stop making a noise or asking questions. But these are serious things. Isaac's a clever man. He's carrying the wood. He's going up. They know a sacrifice has to be made. "Dad, where's the lamb? We don't have one." And Abraham knows it's you. "But I believe God that even if I don't know how and I don't know where, God is going to do it. And even if I've got to lift up my knife and that blade has to touch your skin, God in that second will provide the lamb." And you know, now we bring it all into the picture. God met you, Christian, at your greatest need when he saved you by the blood of Jesus Christ. If he saved you, will he not with him freely give you all things? And if it be in the last second, in the last moment that you have no knowledge about, you might think it's now. It isn't even now. But whenever that timing is, you can say, "God will provide. He will see me through. I have to go through this trial. It's breaking me. It's devastating me. And I don't know what to do. It's a dark valley." But Abraham knew God provides. My friend, that is faith's ultimate test.